17th, 2012. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. Their website is republicbroadcasting.org. My website is spingola.com. During the program, please email your questions or comments to spingola1@yahoo.com. Join others in the Spingola chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, spingola.com, or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Michael Walsh, the author of The Triumph of Reason, The Thinking Man's Guide to Adolf Hitler. It is a compilation of Adolf Hitler's statements. He also wrote Witness to History, now available on Kindle at Amazon and Behind Enemy Lines. The Reich had its heroes, too. His latest book, which I just recently got on Kindle, is called, what is it called? It is called Heroes of the Reich. It's got a very interesting cover, and I hope that all of you will purchase a copy. And you don't have to have the Kindle program or the Kindle device. All you have to do is download Kindle for your PC, and you can read it on your PC or your iPad or whatever. All righty. Welcome to the program, Michael.
Yeah, and it's lovely to hear your voice again and to speak to the American listeners. Hi to you all.
Well, it's wonderful to hear your voice again, too. I didn't realize that it had been a few months since we'd spoken. But I know you've probably been very busy, and I know that I've been busy. So I think it's wonderful that you have another book, and I do have it on my Kindle, or on my computer, actually. And I hope that that others will have an opportunity to get it. So, what is going on in your life?
Well, plenty. I'm wearing about 3 hats, Deanna. And, you know, I keep them busy as a ghostwriter. This is my main source of income. And, of course, in between, writing new books. And, you know, you named a few titles, and you're very kind to do so. But I'm not sure about it. I think there's about 10. I've just published the 3rd anthology of poetry. That is called Diamonds Last Forever by Michael Walsh, and that is going very, very well. And most people will find the cover of it very novel and interesting, and perhaps a little bit saucy, but in actual fact, that was yet another out of Heroes of the Reich, an artwork that came from the Third Reich.
Interesting. Okay, so Diamonds Are Forever, is that it?
Diamonds Last Forever.
Last forever, okay.
Yeah, you bet. Poetry never dies. It'll always be here with us.
And your poetry is fabulous. It's so moving. It's just so incredibly wonderful. I just, it's amazing. I can't believe that you produce that plus regular down-to-earth history. It's just, you cover both areas so well and so beautifully. It's just amazing. Very
Thank
admirable.
Thank you, Deanna. It's a gift. It's a gift. And I treasure the gift that I've been given, and I use it, and I share it. And it's going. I really do have an international reputation with the poetry now. And it was the editor of a very large European newspaper who said, now give us some evidence, Michael, of the international reputation that you have. And I sent her the testimonials, the tributes that I've received from all over the world, the United States, Russia, everywhere. And
That is wonderful. Okay, we're going to take a real quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back with our guest today, Michael Walsh.
Would you like to reclaim lost health? Are supplements only getting you so far? Hey, folks, my name is Franklin. I had a heart attack in 2006 that left me with a damaged valve, working at only 20% capacity and odds against being here now. Then I found RNA Drops, a patented completement formula that creates perfect cells in your body. My perfect cells helped me to regain heart function and more. What could your body do with perfect cells? For a limited time, you can find out for free. Go to franklinsrnadrops.com and get a free mini bottle valued at $50 on its way. Just pay shipping and handling. While you're there, you can view our growing line of products and hear amazing stories of what these products have done for others. My story is there as well. That's franklinsrnadrops.com. Start reclaiming your health today by giving your body what it needs. I cannot wait to hear what your perfect cells are doing for you. Thank you.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Michael Walsh. He is the author of his most recent book. I guess we need to say that the most recent is Diamonds Last Forever, which is a book of poetry. And then he also has the book that is called, and I have to backtrack here, Heroes of the Reich, and which I am looking at on my computer here. And I also was reading, from the Lithuania Tribune about Diamonds Last Forever, which is an article that came out November 18th of this year, and talks about your travels and... you do get around.
Well, I get around Europe, and I just don't get around enough, but it's a beautiful continent we have here, and it's similar in size to the United States, a little bit smaller geographically, but we have twice as many people who live here, and they cover a wide diversity of cultures, all white. So it's a wonderful, wonderful part of the world, believe me. I like the joke. It was about the American tourists who were doing a coach tour through Europe some years ago. And somebody asked, what country were they in today? And somebody said, well, if it's Tuesday, this must be Belgium.
Well, it is a lot easier to certainly go about Europe. I know I was in France and Spain, and it just seemed like you could go from one country to another in just such a short time, and wonderful. I really enjoyed it, and the culture is different, and it gives you an opportunity to recognize people pretty much all over the world are the same. They all have the same aspirations. They all care about their families and views that they've adopted, and it's just, you know, people are pretty much the same all over.
You are so right, you know, because I was just going to lead on from Diana and say, Europe is still divided. On the other side, you've still got the likes of Bulgaria and Romania and Ukraine. Okay, I know they're no longer in the Soviet bloc, but they're still isolated by the European Union and they're not allowed in, and they keep on knocking on the door. You know, Ukraine is the biggest country in Europe. It's bigger than France. It's a vast country. It's got 40 million population. And they're keeping it out simply because they don't want the competition. The Ukraine used to be known as the breadbasket of Europe. You know, it's a wonderful garden of Europe. And this is the reason that they're keeping them out. It's not ideological reasons or anything like that. It's political. And you just hit the nail right on the head. You know, when you talk to Romanians and Hungarians and Bulgarians and Ukrainians and the Czech people, all the rest of it, you know, they go to church, they go to school, they've got the same aspirations as us. Now, if we were all to meet at some great party somewhere, until they opened their mouths, you wouldn't know where they were from. But they've got such wonderful cultures, and they're not tapping into it.
Yes, indeed. And, of course, the Ukraine suffered terribly in 1932-33. And with the imposed famine, supposedly called one of Stalin's projects, one of his 5-year plans, and the plan was to kill people there, and by stealing all of their food.
7 million people died, and that was a conservative estimate, Diana. The estimates have been put as high as 10 million people who died through deliberate starvation. I'm going to stop. Well, I've stopped talking about it being a famine. It was not a famine. A famine is a natural thing that happens, unfortunately, in places like the Horn of Africa, simply because the nature of the land is simply not enough to feed the population. This was never the case in the Ukraine. The population of the Ukraine is 40 million, and the land is so abundant, it is so rich, it is so fertile, it could comfortably feed 3 times that number of people. But their corn was sold, their crops were sold to repay the bankers in Wall Street who had financed the Russian Revolution, the so-called Russian Revolution. That's where the money was going. And it was, you know, they were paying off the bankers and using people's blood to do it, as always.
Oh, my. I hadn't heard that before. I didn't know. I thought it was just a depopulation program and did not think, they sold all this food for money and let the people starve to death. And I believe that that was the same situation in Ireland, where they took all of the food in the 1845-46 time period and sold it because the Irish produced more than enough food to feed their country, plus additional food. But the bankers came in and took all of it.
That's right, and the Irish, of course, are surrounded by the seas, the bountiful seas, and they could have been encouraged to take advantage of the blight. They're only affected the potatoes, and let's face it, the potatoes is only one crop. There are plenty of other crops, and people do get through their lives without potatoes. So it's not terribly important as it is. But, you know, there are still bountiful sea creatures that people can live off, and they do so in other parts of the world. So why weren't these utilized? You know, right throughout history, Britain, the Soviet Union, they have deliberately starved people to death for economic reasons and for reasons of population control.
Wow, so that's kind of a double whammy. And I believe the British did the same thing in India during the Second World War, where they starved several million people. Of course, they've been starving millions of people in India ever since they found that land, ever since they went there and started exploiting the assets, including the people of that land. And I think if you look at it, I think we're talking 30 million people or more.
Yeah, that's it's population control. It's just like abortion and other things, or homosexuality. It's a new way of controlling the population. This is the way they work, and of course they dress it up as being something entirely different for the greater good. Of course they would say that, but people really do need to get wise as to what is happening in their name. And famine or abortion, it all amounts to the same thing. It's a genocide of the race. Race mixing is the same. It's genocide of the race. And I speak not only for my own race, but I speak for others. And, you know, I think that their race needs to be maintained just as ours does. And it doesn't do us any good at all when the race mixers move in. It doesn't create a race, it destroys two races.
Indeed. And, of course, multiculturalism is something that a particular ethnic group is pushing, despite the fact that most countries do not want multiculturalism, but it seems that they don't have a choice.
Well, I want to see them start ramming it down the throats of the Japanese or the Chinese, and I can think of a few other countries, and they'll be given short shrift, won't they? But I don't know. We whites seem to be suckers for that sort of propaganda, and it really is destroying our people, our race, and you know, it's just causing meltdown in our society. It's destroying our sense of togetherness, and of course that is their aim. But they wouldn't get away with it if they tried it on the Chinese or the Japanese. They don't mix themselves, and the Jews, of course, don't.
Michael, it seems that your audio is kind of fading in and out. I'm not sure. It sounds like you're going underwater every once in a while. You're not in your swimming pool, are you?
I didn't want to mention this too, you know, but I got my goggles on and my Brockman's flippers on. I'm speaking a bit closer to the microphone now, perhaps.
Okay.
I get pretty relaxed here, sitting here in my home studio, and just sit back. And I'm talking to you as if you're at the far end of the room. Sorry about that.
That's okay. I have a headset, but sometimes when our guests have another type of setup, it isn't you can kind of tell. But anyway, well, as long as you're not out in your swimming pool, then I'm sure we'll be fine. You were talking about population control, and that they kind of spin it as something else. And of course, in the United States, they spin it as freedom of choice, and people buy this. People bought into this. Women bought into this, and they don't even realize that they have been so incredibly duped that they are willing to murder their children and call it something else, when in fact it is deliberate depopulation and population control. And with these almost 57 million people who are no longer around, then they can bring in another ethnic group to take their place. Perhaps people who will work cheaper or work harder or don't need the protection of, for instance, from dangerous machinery or whatever. It's just amazing how they operate behind the scenes, behind the curtain.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, because what they're doing here is any nation which is culturally unique, any nation in the world, it's a thorn in their side. There is always a possibility of them rebelling as a people, as a soul people. But if, as you say, by various means, homosexuality or abortion or mixing the races, they can reduce the number of people and make it a polyglot country, then they've got less to fear.
Right. Yes, you don't have that unity. If you have several different races existing in one country, those people typically are not going to unify. They'll kind of stick with their own group, which is unfortunate. Alrighty, we are coming up on a break. We will be right back in 3 minutes with our guest. Stay tuned.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Michael Walsh, and he is the author of several books. His latest one on poetry is called Diamonds Last Forever, and he has another book which is available on Kindle. It's Heroes of the Reich. And one of the people in the chat room asked if you were calling in from Atlantis.
Yeah. Well,
we have a lot of funny people in the chat room. And somebody else mentioned that the Japanese birth rate is so low that they will have to accept multiculturalism. Do you find that true in other countries also?
Yeah, well, just as you are having a break there, I read Polish newspaper, and I'm just quoting from it right now, Deanna. The Poles are putting off having children sometimes for too long. The country already has one of the lowest fertility rates in the world, and if current trends continue, it may well top the global childlessness ranking in the not too distant future. There you go.
Right.
Just what we were talking about. You know, these are wonderful people. These are our people. You know, never mind the breakdown of the national borders that are artificial anyway. These are Europeans. You're European. You know, we've got to do something to save our race.
Indeed. And not only is it just people deciding not to have children, it's that many people have become infertile because of the of things in the water, in the food, and people are not able to have babies. And that didn't used to be the case.
Yeah, it touches upon the many reasons for it, the social, and as you've just said, there are reasons that people are becoming less fertile than they used to be. So there are economic reasons for them to keep the children, you know, down, whereas their parents would have four or five children and not think anything of it. Now they're having two children, and of course, if you have a mortality rate, then they're just simply not replacing themselves, and they are in decline. And we don't want to see Germans in decline. You know, this is what wars do to people. It reduces the population. And if there are no wars taking place in Europe, for which they've impudently given themselves a Nobel Prize for, then they're reducing the population by other means other than saturation bombing. They're doing it through abortion and race mixing and changing the economic climate so people just can't afford to have children anymore. But they're achieving the same aims as they did in the Ukraine. They are reducing the population to what they regard as a manageable level. And as Lenin said, three quarters of mankind may perish so that the rest may experience communism. They're doing exactly the same thing.
Wow, that is interesting. Somebody in the chat room wants to know your ethnicity.
Oh, that's a very, very good question because I'm not quite sure of the answer myself. You know, so we go for European. Very often I'm asked this question and I say, I'm an Irish national. I hold an Irish passport, but I was born in England to Irish parents. Because of the job that I do, I'm living in Spain, and if it's a preference, then it's got to be Latvia, the Canada of Europe. So, now, what am I? Am I Irish, or am I British, or am I Spanish, or am I Latvian? I just say, I'm a European.
Okay. That's good. All righty. Well, let's chat a bit about your book, Heroes of the Reich. And I just have this feeling, and it's based on some of the email that I get, that people are starting to really understand the truth about World War II and about Adolf Hitler and about Germany and about the fake holo hoax. And it's like I can feel and I can also see kind of an awakening. I mean, not a huge awakening, but certainly within the so-called truth movement, because there's more and more people talking about it. And it's due to people like you and your books that this is happening.
Shall we call it a stirring in the human breast, Diana? And
see, you're so poetic.
Okay. I find exactly the same here. Now, this will be of interest especially to American listeners because a book has just hit the bookstalls, and it's about the Charlie Brown and the Fritz Stiegler country. This is where there was a United States Air Force bomber who was returning from a bombing raid in Germany in war, of course, and it was very badly crippled, and the crew were all shot up, and there was no way that they were thought to be able to get back to England. And so a fighter pilot from the Luftwaffe went up to try and encourage them to land and be taken prisoners. But they refused to do so. They wanted to get back to England. And he actually escorted them to the channel to make sure that they got across there safely. So this story is a big story in Europe at the moment. But what is interesting is the reader's reaction to it. And again, you're singing my song. The people who are responding to this are saying, yes, the war is over. Let's look at the other side. Let's look at the heroes of the Reich. They have their heroes too. And let's just move on.
Right. But I think it's really important. So are the commercials here at RBN. And so we're going to take one right now, and then we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Anna, our guest today is Michael Walsh. He's the author of many, many wonderful books. His latest one that we were just going to talk about right before the break is Heroes of the Reich, and it is available as a Kindle book if you have the Kindle device. Great. If you don't, you can download the Kindle program on your computer, and you can read it on your computer or your iPad or iPhone or whatever. But anyway, history is very important. Some people will say, oh, come on, it happened a long time ago. We don't need to revisit that. But the fact is that many of the things that are occurring right now are doing so because of history and because of the misrepresentation and rewriting of history. And it's important that people know the history of their country, of other countries, so that they know who they are.
Yeah, people like to, they do like history in a way. Otherwise, you know, the movie Gladiators was a very, very popular movie, and so was Dr. Zhivago, about two completely different periods of history, but it was history nevertheless. And we found it absolutely fascinating. And when we were children, we were inspired by great men who did heroic deeds. And we really didn't take an awful lot of notice of exactly where they were born, and we certainly didn't give anything about what their politics were. We were just inspired by their mighty deeds. And this is what inspired me to write Heroes of the Reich. It has 80,000 words in, so it's a big, thick paperback size, and it covers 40 chapters, and they're all important. Now, forget the Third Reich, if you want, because half of the people, the heroes in there, probably never wore a uniform in their life. They just happened to be on the losing side. But their deeds were really inspiring, and there's, as I say, there are 40 chapters, and it's not just Germany. You can just leave Germany out, and you still got half a very good book. You know, you got the heroes who fought on the side of the Axis, or they served in some way, perhaps as musicians, the Axis, and they came from Austria and Switzerland and Norway, England, Romania, the United States, if you count William Joyce, and why not? The Netherlands, Belgium, France, Spain, Estonia, Russia. All of these people were part of the enemy, if you want to call it that way, and they all produced their heroes. And this is a tribute to all of those great men and great women. And on the latter point, it is interesting that so many of them were the ladies. Wonderful, absolutely wonderful.
Indeed. Oftentimes, we never hear about the females in history. We just hear about the guys. And I like to hear about some women that did some great things also.
Well, of course, where would they? You know, the war wouldn't be the war, the Second World War, without Lal Anderson, you know, Lily Marlene, which is the most popular war song of all time. I think it's being broadcast and re-recorded in about 56 different countries and lands, even Hebrew. So there was absolutely no stopping the ladies when it came to representing the Third Reich and all of its interests. There was Elisabeth Schwarzkopf, the wonderful opera singer, the soprano. You know, she was a legend, as so many of them were. And then there's from the Netherlands, there was Florentine Ross van Tonningen, an absolutely wonderful lady. There was just no shortage of them, really. There was Winifred Wagner. She might easily have married Adolf Hitler, and she was an English woman, would you believe? So the woman, I thought at the time that I am going to write a book called The Heroines of the Third Reich, because there's certainly enough of them.
Indeed, you could probably write just as big a book about the women.
Or Americans as well, because I'm just having a look here now. One was an American, although he was German by birth, and he's a great American, a really great American. And, of course, I'm talking about Wernher von Braun, the rocket scientist.
Indeed. And he probably was an unwilling immigrant to, this country, but certainly did contribute. Of course, I don't believe that Americans went to the moon or that anybody else went to the moon, but I do believe that he contributed. In fact, he actually said that it would have taken a ship the size of the Queen Mary to get to the moon, with all the equipment and everything else that they showed that they had. But he did contribute a lot, as did many Germans, after the war. And before the war, because a quarter of the people that lived in this country in 1900 originally came from Germany, and they are the people who made this country what it is. They brought their values and their hard work and so many other things, and contributed so much to the greatness of what America was.
Yeah, and I was just thinking before, as I do, if some of these people, regardless of their uniform, had they been wearing an American uniform rather than a uniform of their home countries, you know, the Americans or the British, they would have been making television programs about their acts of heroism and the great deeds that they did. But it's wrong to isolate these people, to ignore these people simply because they were wearing a uniform that we don't approve, because we're denying ourselves great stories of inspiring people who inspire us because they were human beings caught up in the times, on the wrong side, as it so happens. It could so easily have been us on the wrong side. And would we want history in the future to deny us our great people simply because we had lost the war? That is wrong. Let's keep politics away from bravery. They're two separate things, and bravery is totally alien to politics anyway.
That's an understatement. separate from politicians, definitely, who are mostly scoundrels and ne'er-do-wells and psychopaths. But anyway, who is your favorite hero in this book?
Well, it's a difficult one. I wish you would break it down into nationalities, you know, because it would be not Hansen, it was Norway, and in Belgium, of course, it would be Leon de Grel, and if it was Ireland.
Let's talk about him. Let's talk about him.
Yeah, he was a great character, Leon de Grel, wasn't he? And, again, this is the point I'm just making, is had he done what he did for any of the nations that were fighting on the Allied side, you would be watching movies and reruns and television dramas about him. You'd be reading books. The kids would be being taught about him. But because he was a Belgian and he fought on the other side, you know, we don't hear anything about him. And that is so wrong, so wrong.
Indeed. Indeed it is. Whoops, I muted myself. I muted right. myself to take a drink of my kombucha. But yes, it is very wrong for people not to know about him. And he produced quite a lot of literature or books that are not available. There was supposed to be a whole series of his writing, and it didn't appear because somebody just decided that they were going to conceal it. And the Barnes Review recently came out with one of those books, and it's called Hitler Democrat, which you can get from the Barnes Review. But most of his writing has been hidden away.
Well, why should we deny the current generation? Because I'll tell you this now, Diana, in a generation or two, these books will be read by everybody simply because they will have removed themselves that distance from the war. So we can look at books now that were written in the Napoleonic times but were forbidden at the time simply because the wounds were still raw. But now we're able, with the distance of time, to read these books. Why should we be denied, you know, access to these books by the likes of Leon de Grel?
Sure. Well, I think that probably one of the reasons that we don't have a lot of the books, and we'll never have a lot of the books, particularly out of Germany, is because the Allies destroyed 35,000 titles, including all of the textbooks from 1933 through 1945, and this information came from Michael Collins Piper, the Allies, when they went into Germany, part of destroying a culture, which is what they wanted to do, they wanted to make Germany just an empty wasteland, and part of getting rid of that culture, not only do you kill a lot of the people, but you kill their history, and in that case, they pulped it. And yet we constantly hear about how Hitler, oh, that horrible Hitler came in and he destroyed some of the books. Well, he destroyed less than 5,000 titles. And you probably would say, okay, I wonder what he destroyed. I'll bet it was something that was very detrimental to the German culture. But when you're talking about the Allies, we never hear that they destroyed anything. And yet they destroyed 35,000 titles. Different, you know, 35,000 different titles. And so when you wipe out all of this history and you wipe out all the education, which apparently was part of the denazification program, and I personally believe that the denazification program was a worldwide effort and a worldwide operation, to not only make the Germans forget what they had, particularly their economic program and their unity, their unified society. I believe that that they wanted to wipe out any history or any indication of what they had for the rest of us.
But it was an interesting thing about the bonfires of the books in Germany. I was reading up on that too, and a fascinating aspect of it, Diana, is that it wasn't the Third Reich, it wasn't the National Socialists who started it. It was an impulsive thing that was started by the university students of the city of Leipzig. And they were so fed up with Marxist books and pornography and books that were degrading Germany that they acted on their own initiative, and they went out and they held a public bonfire of all of these debased books that were in the library at Leipzig University at the time, and it caught on. And the National Socialists sort of took advantage of it, and they thought, well, this is not a bad idea. But it was a symbolic thing rather than a destructive thing, such as you've been talking about. So all of the books weren't burned. It was a symbolic burning of pornography and communist basement and all of those books that were denying Germany the great history that it had. They were burned, but it was symbolic. But there was never any attempt to erase history from the face of the earth, such as the Allies did at the close of the war.
Well, I really appreciate you telling me that and telling our listeners that. That seems like a fantastic idea. And in fact, when you think about some of the trash that poses as literature here in this country, I can think of a lot of things to burn. A lot of books should be burnt. A lot of things. You know, we say, oh, well, we just won't watch TV, or we won't go to the movies, or we won't read those trashy novels. But that's just not doing something. This is something that's a little bit more proactive. Like having a bonfire in the middle of the street sounds like a nifty idea to me.
Yeah, sooner or later, I'll tell you, it's going to happen, because it's happening in Europe now, Diana, is you're going to have a group of American concerned citizens, and they're going to go into some of the bookstalls, and the police will probably be too slow to react, I hope. And as a symbolic gesture, they're going to clear the top shelves and they're going to set fire to it. And it's going to be symbolism. And, you know, perhaps it will catch on. This is the way governments are brought down. It always starts with a very small spark. It happened that way in Poland and in the Czechoslovakia and the other countries. And I tell you now, it's happening in Europe. And we're seeing levels of police brutality that I never, ever thought that I would see in a Western democracy because of the, the anti-government riots that are taking place in Europe now. You're being denied this news in the United States, but believe me, it is happening. Europe is a tinderbox.
Oh, my. Well, we do see the riots, but, of course, they spin them in a totally different way. They don't characterize the crowds as people who are just demanding their rights, but they characterize them as people that are out of control. And, it's just spun totally totally out of sync with what reality is.
Yeah, you Americans are playing a very big part in it as well. You know, the Wall Street lot, they are inspiring Europeans, because this is really a war against the bankers. You know, we turn our anger against the politicians, but the politicians actually are marionettes, and they are doing what the bankers want them to do. And they are torn between the middle, the politicians. Now, I'm not sticking up for the politicians. I hate them as much as most of us do. I despise them. But the reality is the politician is the piggy in the middle. On the one hand, he's got the bankers, and on the other hand, he's got the people. And both are applying pressure to him. And what we're going to see in the United States and in Europe is who wins. Is it the bankers? And do we turn into the Soviet Union of Europe and the Soviet Union of the United States? Or do we turn into a people's republic? I hope the latter.
Right. One person in the chat room said, if we burned all the kosher books here in the United States, we wouldn't need libraries.
Well, the internet will bring them down.
Yes. Oh, goodness. Well, about Leon Degrelle. How did he happen to serve Germany rather than Belgium?
He was a Catholic, and Adolf Hitler was, of course, and he was fervent in his faith, and he was a strong nationalist at the same time. And he was drawn, as so many people were, into the changing political situation of the time, and it was a time, my parents included, you had to make a decision one way or the other. And he believed in the new order that was replacing the old order of communism and capitalism, and best portrayed by National Socialist Germany. So he joined in that.
We're going to a break. We will be right back with our guest today. Stay tuned.
Introducing Michael Anthony's private stock, Herbal Formulas, infection killer for all infections, viral, bacterial, fungal, parasitic. My Rapid Heal for all injuries enables the body to mend super fast. My System Toner, the rejuvenator, tune-up for the entire body, head to toe, keeping it youthful, the mind positive and focused. Dragon Juice, the revitalizer, pure power in a delicious drink. If your body's dragging, you need Dragon Juice. Lung formula for asthma and all lung afflictions, arthritis fix, great tasting herbal teas and more. Michael Anthony's private stock exclusive herbal formulas. To find out more, call 845-231-1094 or email michaelanthonysprivatestock@yahoo.com. Michael Anthony's private stock exclusive herbal formulas.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Our guest today is Michael Walsh, and we were talking about Leon Degrelle. And you mentioned just before the break that that there was a third way there, that would be National Socialism, as opposed to capitalism and communism, both of which were created by the same ethnic tribe. And both of them are destined for failure for the common person, but they are created to embellish just certain people and to enrich certain people. So tell us just a little bit about the three, or at least National Socialism, as opposed to the other two.
Well, National Socialism was the genuine revolution we talk about, and I wish we would stop because we sort of parrot what we've heard before. It's natural, I suppose. We should stop calling it the Russian Revolution. It was the Jewish Revolution. They were doing exactly the same in Russia as they're doing today in Syria, and they did yesterday in Libya. They sent in revolutionaries to overthrow the legitimate government, and the government in that way was taken commandeered, if you like. And this is what happened then. And it was totally financed by Wall Street, the Jews there, they were running the banks, almost exclusively. And, they financed the Bolshevik Revolution. This is perhaps a more accurate description of it. And it was common, you know, it may not be commonly known now, not to today's generation, but in the 1920s and 1930s, there was absolutely no secret about it. Adolf Hitler wasn't the only one. Winston Churchill, everybody knew that it was not a Russian Revolution at all. It had been the takeover of a country financed by Wall Street using largely Jewish revolutionaries. They were running the entire prison camp in the USSR. So, of course, you've got two sides, what Adolf Hitler described as two sides of the same coin, capitalism and communism. So you needed a people's revolution to recover the situation and to deny capitalism and communism, you know, the way in which they subjugate people on both sides. And this is the emergence of National Socialism, and this explains to people who can't figure it out why capitalist United States and communist Russia were so closely involved in the destruction of the Third Reich. It was because they were both the same thing, and neither of them could tolerate somebody that would overthrow both systems. And I don't mean militarily overthrow. The United States was never, ever threatened. It could never be threatened by National Socialist Germany. No, what was happening is when other countries in Europe were seeing how well the economic system of National Socialism was doing, they all wanted a slice of the cake. And Romania, Hungary, Bulgaria, they were all starting to copy the German way of doing things. And this was spreading. And, of course, that would have spread to the United States. And it would have been the United States people who would have said to the Wall Street of their time, the government of the time, Capitol Hill, we want to do it this way because we in the West now, under the Western capitalist system, are laboring under a 40% interest charge on everything.
Indeed. Alrighty, we have our 60-second top of the hour break. We will be right back with our guest today, Michael Walsh. Stay tuned.